Welcome to the very last week, to the very last class in these 40 days of the desert. Today we will talk about the dream of the masters, the dream of the third attention, the dream of heaven, because this dream is your creation. And by this time, you are impeccable with the word. You don't take anything personally anymore. You no longer make assumptions. You always do your best, and you are skeptical and know how to listen. Like we said in the last class, with your last judgment, you recover something that we call respect. Respect goes completely deep into your new virtual reality, your new dream. And with that respect, you find peace. You're not a warrior anymore. You are not at war anymore. There is no more conflict in your mind. It's peace. It's joy. And also, you respect everybody around you, because now you have the awareness that they don't know what they do. It's like a being in the most wonderful party where everybody is completely drunk but you. You are the only sober, but you know they're drunk. You know that they have no idea what they're doing, what they're saying. But you understand because you used to be as strong as they are. Now you are the only sober one. And you have your will completely free. Then it's a completely different dream. You can see all those possibilities in that dream. Then when you finally live in this dream, by your free will, you decide to live the rest of your life in your own creation, your heaven. And heaven will go with you wherever you go. And wherever you go, you will see that there is hell and they really need you. They need heaven. Because all your joy, all your happiness is very contagious. And I may help many of your kind to get the awareness that you did and you respect them. Of course, you make them to respect you. You don't ask for respect. You earn that respect, and you don't need to be where people don't respect you. It's nothing personal, but you don't have to have dinner with the people who don't respect you, because you only can give what you have, and when you have respect, you give respect, and then you decide to live the rest of your life in love. And all that beautiful symphony come out of you. All your emotions is like all the different instruments that are playing at the same time, with something that only you can hear. But they can perceive also your joy. They know that there's something different in you, and they are so attractive to that symphony that is coming out of you, and I call it your presence. It's the same presence that you have when you was born. The same presence that make people just to love you and help you and give to you. you find out that in this wonderful new dream, your love, your respect is nothing but a great equilibrium between gratitude and generosity, because with the Last Judgment, your heart is full of gratitude right away. You appreciate everything that you perceive. You appreciate your new reality and you enjoy it. It's no longer searching for anything because you only can perceive perfection. You see perfection in everywhere you focus your attention. And I have to say that you find perfection in yourself. You just love yourself the way you are. And it's a wonderful way to be. To live in this wonderful reality. To see that you are that universal music who was incarnated in matter and move matter in all the different directions. At that time you embrace death. You know that your physical body starts dying in the moment of conception. That is thanks to you that that force that we know as soul, you recognize every single part of that brand new universe that is your physical body. And you can see that by that force, the beautiful cells multiply and get shape and form. And you can see that every single cell of your body is, yes, an individual, but together they create organs, they create tissues, they work together in a perfect equilibrium that we know as metabolism, and they create the human body that is alive because this is your home. You live in that physical body. But that time you honor and respect your physical body, and you will never allow that anybody disrespect or dishonor your physical body. That whoever touched your body and loved your body will do it with all the respect. Then you will see that the place where you live, your house, your home, is another extension of you where you live. It's your home also. And you invest all your respect and love in this home where you live. You can see your family. You can see your society. You can see this beautiful planet Earth as the biggest sanctuary, the place where you live, your home, the planet Earth. And you may understand perhaps that just like every cell of your physical body together, it creates your physical body. You can see that you, the human being, are part of a bigger tissue, you can say, a bigger organ that is humanity. All humans together, we are only one living being. We are humanity, and our home is the earth, and we are part of the earth. We are an organ of this beautiful planet Earth, as the ocean and the atmosphere and the forest and everything that exists is part of this beautiful planet Earth, because we are this planet Earth. And this planet Earth by itself is part of this solar system. And the solar system is part of the entire universe, that the entire creation. We are one with creation. And we are the force who made the creation to exist. God bless all of you. You have all my love, and I will live in you forever. Amen.